Hello and welcome to the Waffle Zone. I am your host, Uncle Steve, and on the line with me, all the way over in Kansas City, I have the flip-flop, the thong, and the horseshite guru, Matthew. How are you doing, Matthew?
Good evening. I'm very well. How are you?
Doing pretty good.
Very cool night here in the kingdom.
Oh, is that where you are?
I'm in the kingdom, baby.
Well, I didn't realize that. I remember asking you about it once, and you just didn't. You kind of blew me off, so I didn't think that's something you ever want to talk about again. So, you kind of blew out the candle on that one for me. So I have to, you know, if I can ever get that candle lit again, so maybe it'll
reignite.
Yeah. So we're doing good. What's the temperature in Kansas City right now?
I don't know. I had a look a little earlier. It was 39. I know it's dropped down.
Let's check it out.
Lower since then. Let's see what's the weather like in KC right now.
Let's check the... And now for your weather update, Matthew in Kansas City.
Well, I don't know what it is, actually. I know it's going to be 48 tomorrow.
Looks like it's a balmy 34 degrees in Kansas City. Yeah. 34 degrees Fahrenheit, that is. Couple that with a north wind of 9 miles per hour with gusts up to 21. Feels like it's 27 degrees outside right now, Matthew.
It was pretty cool. I was going to plant some things out the front today or this evening. And I decided not to. I'll have to wait a couple of days and it gets back up into the 60s.
Not to even plant your feet out there.
Nope.
So, things are going well with you. Things are going well with me. Things are going well with Twitter, I guess.
Just you wait and see.
So let's talk about some music. I know you probably listened to some music in the past week, right?
I listened to a little bit, not a whole lot. It's been a week. Let's just say that. Okay. It's been a week where, I don't know, I had some trouble walking, especially earlier this week.
Exactly.
Ace! How do you do it? How do you do your ace voice? You were doing something last week because I went back and listened to the waffle and I laughed when I heard you doing, Ace and the Peanuts. Like, cashews. I just want some cashews. Oh, what do you went to the store for cashews.
I don't even remember.
You don't?
Oh, yeah. He's
like, you made me laugh.
He's like, Ace, what, why were you? He's like, take some cashews.
Oh, God. I listened to that. So that line a couple of times where he wound it back and listened to it. Made me laugh. So, yeah, I went and listened to some Trouble Walking because you had mentioned this last week. And and I hadn't listened to this. God, if it came out in 89 on cassette, and I probably only listened to it for a couple of years, I reckon. So it's probably been a long, long time, decades since I listened to that. But I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty good. And I went back and listened to something that no one's talked about for weeks now. A little band.
Uh-oh.
By the name of The Cult. Under the Midnight Sun. It was noticeably absent for me when I was listening to The Waffle last week. I was like, no one's listened to it. And for me, I ran out of time at one point. I was like, okay, it's not going to make it last week. But I was in the mood for some vibey type music this week. At one point, and went back and had a listen to that, and still enjoyed that very much.
I can't that.
You can't what?
Argue?
You can't argue. You cracked in and out there for a second.
Can you?
You sound like Metal Mickey. God. You're okay now. Kirsty was listening to some Aha last week, she said. She went and listened to Scoundrel Days. So I had to follow suit and went and listened to Scoundrel Days again as well. And we were going back and forth last night, actually. She had me YouTubing a whole lot of Aha live stuff. So I was in the mood for a bit of hard rock as well. So I went and listened to the Scarlet Rebels that I've talked about before and that Kirsty's had a bit of a listen to. Show Your Colors. And it's been probably a few months since I've listened to that. And I just wanted some basic kind of rock. I wasn't into listening to anything too heavy. I kind of didn't want to listen to anything too poppy when I was working. So I just kind of moseyed along to that. And if I said Ricky Warwick to you, does that mean anything at all?
I think it's the guy. Is he? Was he in Thin Lizzy? Maybe.
Is that right? Yeah. Whatever their incarnation was called, I forget. But he used to be in the Almighty. Is it Blackstone Riders? Is that
Black Star Riders?
Black Star Riders. Yeah. So Ricky Warwick. So he had some solo albums, and I never really listened to much of them. But there was one called "Show Your Colors." And it felt like listening to shanties or maybe traditional or more traditional Irish music, perhaps. And I kind of didn't mind that. And I went and listened to another one of his, Tattoos and Alibis, and that was a bit more rocky. And I just never really listened to his solo stuff and just thought, I'll give it a bit of a burl. But, yeah, I enjoyed that. But then I was like, I want to listen to something a little bit heavier. So I went to Sacred Reich. So I know that you know them, but how familiar are you with their stuff?
I could say I have a favorite album by them.
What would that be?
Independent.
Oh, is that your favorite? Oh, okay. I would have thought you'd say it the American way. I guess that's probably the one most people would say. No, Independent's very good.
Yeah.
But I went and I realized that I had never listened to the first album. And I wasn't like a huge fan or anything. I just kind of liked some of the things that they did. Mm-hmm. So it was early in the morning. I think it was like 8:30 or 9 one morning. I was like, oh, I'm going to put that on. Anyway, so as soon as I put that on, I was like, oh, my God, this sounds like Sepultura, like mid-80s or early Sepultura. And I was like, it is way too early in the morning for that. So I had to move on. So I moved on to Independent. And I really like that because that was an album when I bought it. God, is that like 93 or something maybe? I didn't really get into it at the time. I just kind of put it on the shelf and it'd come out every now and then. I used to like the track Independent, and that was probably about it. But now it's kind of grown on me. I really enjoyed listening to that this week.
Yeah, there's some good stuff on there.
There is. And I think that that might have been all that I listened to. Oh, no, it wasn't. It wasn't at all. God, I don't know why I even thought that. Blaze Bailey, because we talked about Blaze during the week, and I don't know if it was because I spoke to you or if I had already spoken to you. The Silicon Messiah. And I think that every track on that is pretty outstanding. I think that's a great, great album, especially considering it was his first solo album after, you know, leaving Maiden. This is what I could have done or should have done or would have done, but didn't. But I'll do it now on my own. So, yeah, that's a great album. I did listen to I've Draked again this week, many a time. Listened to some Bruce. I'm still really, really loving that. And I stand by what I said. I think for me, this is my favorite Bruce album now. So I was thinking about it today because I was driving around and having a bit of a listen the Savo. And so when Maiden would bring stuff out, you know, probably post 2000 and all, well, with the exception of one album, I would not go back and listen to the prior albums. I would, you know, what album I'm talking about, don't you?
Talking about the Shide album?
Well, it was one that was noticeably absent in my listening for a good 20 odd years.
Okay. Sorry. I'm completely thinking of something else.
No. So when something would come out by Maiden, I would stop listening to anything prior. Like I would just listen to the latest album that would last for months and months and months and whatever, and especially like A Matter of Life and Death and then Final Frontier.
Yeah.
And I think that's how it'll be with this one now, because I thought about it at one point, because there's little elements that I can hear from other albums listening to Mandrake Project. And I thought, oh, okay, yeah, I can hear this off Tyranny of Souls, or it sounds like that. Or I can hear something that would sound like it's off Balls, which probably won't go back and listen to be honest. But I still love the diversity of that album. And it's just an album that I don't want to hear a song in particular just to hear that song. I want to hear the whole album.
Okay.
But no, I'm still loving that. Anyway, moving on. I listened to some Judas Priest again because I mentioned that last week, Invincible Shield, that I'd only gotten maybe two or three tracks in, and I couldn't get past it because of the drumming. It was too busy. So yesterday I had some things to do around the house, and I was like, oh, Oh, actually, I should say I tried to get through it during the week, and I think I got to track 4, and I was like, no, I can't do this. Mm. But yesterday, doing some things around the house, and had it on in the background, I was like, oh, I kind of don't mind this song. Don't mind this song, and I was listening to some of the melodies and all, and I liked it. And I ended up listening to that, it might be 4. I don't know if I got to 5 full listens across the last 48 hours, though, or 24 hours. So it's come a long way. The drumming is busy in patches, which I just don't really care for.
Yeah.
But there's enough of the vocal melodies and guitar melodies that I can get into to look past some of this stuff. And I'm really enjoying it because originally what I put here when I listened to it during the week is it's not for me, but I can see why a lot of other people would like it.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I think I've come around on that. Now, I don't know, just because I like it this week doesn't mean it's going to be in rotation every week for weeks on end, because I'm not a big Judas Priest fan by any stretch.
Yeah.
But I've enjoyed it today and yesterday, and I'm sure that it's already had a lot of positive reaction from everybody else, and so I'll be one of them for a little bit. But, yeah, it was good, but that was me for the week.
Okay, well, what, I have an acronym for you this week.
Oh, here we go. Is it ABBA? Can I guess? No,
you're only going to need the first letter of 3 artists that I listen to. And if you want, you can put a period after each letter. And we'll call this my WASP acronym for the week.
Was that your giveaway?
A little bit.
As soon as you said acronym, I was like, oh, okay, I've got this one sussed out.
So here we go. Ready? My first artist, Blaze Bailey. I listened to Circle of Stone again, and I'm still liking that album. I still think the melodies are really, really good on that album. I really like. I like the whole album. I'm liking the whole album.
Yeah.
My next artist, Ace Frehley. I told you I might have slowed down on him a little bit, but I did start the week out with Ace again, and I listened to these albums. Origins Volume 2, Second Sighting, Live Plus One, which is an EP, Trouble Walking, like you did, Anomaly, Space Invader, Origins Volume 1, Spaceman, 10,000 Volts, Frehley's Comet, and the album, his original first solo album. I don't know how they classify this anymore, because it has his makeup on it. It was a Kiss album called Ace Frehley, but when you go on Apple Music and look Ace Frehley up, it shows this album under there, so it's technically that album. His first solo album, Ace Frehley. So I listened to all of his albums. And again, I was really enjoying them. Kind of did a little Ace Frehley ranking, album ranking. There's a guy that I used to follow on Facebook, and mm-hmm. I'm still kind of friends with him. I guess he turned the page into his personal page years ago, but he did a thing the other day where he was like, I'm going to rank all the Ace Frehley albums, because, you know, since he put a new album out, and I just kind of put me into an Ace Frehley kick, like kind of like I'm in. And so I've been like following along, and definitely disagreed with some of them, but I think me and him had the exact same top 3. Because one day when I saw he was doing that, I go, let me listen and rank them as I'm doing that and see what I come up with. And, of course, some of the albums, it's kind of difficult, because a couple of the albums, like Origins Volume 2, Spaceman, really most of his output, you know, after Trouble Walking, I just haven't heard it a lot. So, but
you included the latest one to rank as well?
10,000 Volts, yeah, did include that as well.
Because I'm curious now to hear where that falls.
Oh, well, I'm not going to say my rankings. I'm just saying that.
Okay, because so we talked about Trouble Walking, and I've listened to 10,000 Volts last week, and I can hear such a big difference between that and going back to something like Trouble Walking.
Well, I mean, yeah, you're talking, what, 35 years?
Yeah.
I mean, a much younger, you know, a guy in his 30s compared to a guy in his 70s. I mean, 10,000 Volts is an amazing album for a guy in his 70s to put out. The fact that we're getting anything new out of Ace Frehley, to me, is just a win. You know,
I was going to say, if Ace was in his 40s and put that out, would you be happy?
I think the songs are good. I mean, his vocals would sound probably better.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I get it. You know, you got a 70-year-old guy. You're not getting a 40-year-old guy's vocals. I mean, I take it for what it is. And like I said, I understand Ace for, you know, in my mind, what he is. You know, goofy lyrics.
Constantly cute.
Yeah, like kind of clunky delivery. You know, it's Ace and the personality that he has. Ace is, we were talking about Bon Scott and Dave Mustaine earlier. Ace has personality when he sings, you know?
He does.
And there's, either you like it or you don't. I mean, I know a lot of people don't like it, but even when he did stuff in Kiss, it was kind of, like, maybe Shock Me wasn't as clunky because it was right off his first one and he probably didn't have that personality about it. But you go listen to, like, you know, Save Your Love or 2000 Man or Two Sides of the Coin or your favorite.
Torpedo Girl.
You know, I mean, or Dark Light. I don't know if you've ever heard Dark Light off The Elder.
No,
But I mean, I love Ace for that. And so when I listen to it, that's what I expect. I expect kind of, you know, all of those things and going in and I don't have the same type of expectation that I would have for a Bruce Dickinson album. Two different, completely type of different artists. So, but yeah, I really, really enjoy it for what it is. The last artist I listened to is a band you've probably never heard of. But the other night, I don't know what I was looking at, but I ran across this band that I used to like a lot, and they're pretty heavy. But the name of the band is called Demon Hunter, and I ended up listening to their self-titled album last night as I was sitting on the couch, and then today I listened to their second album, which this album sums up like the way this sounds like an album I would love, right? Summer of Darkness.
I'm trying to think if I know that. I'm not a big song because I'm sure they're not a big band.
I don't know that they have any big songs. Let me see if I can just go to their a song that I let's see here. What's I'm trying to
think. Oh, no, it's all right. I was thinking of something. Night of the Demon. That's what I was thinking of. It's not that.
I don't remember what when it starts, but let me see if I can hit play on it. It's the last song from their album, Summer of Darkness. Well, I'll play. This is a song called Infected off their first album. I do know how this one starts. It starts, you got to give it a minute before it kicks in and he starts singing. These are going to be vocals that Outback would like. The chorus slows down, so I'll get to the chorus. I like when he does that scream after the clean vocal. So that's kind of what they sound like. They're pretty, got that.
So yeah. You like that, but you don't like something like Fear Factory.
I mean, it's just hit or miss with me on bands like that. I mean, I don't go out of my way to listen to a lot of that, but I heard... So they have a song on their second album, and it's doesn't even have any of that kind of stuff in it, but it's called My Heartstrings Come Undone, and it goes like this. I'll play it up to the chorus. It's like it's a heavy band doing a ballady type song, right? I like the dark vibe in that. It's cool. I
know you feel it's all the same, but I promise that I'll change something not already shapes. I already chase. You know I'm trying to obey, but you never gonna be something I don't wanna face.
I like the last line. It says, I will stay with you, DK with you.
Christian band.
Yeah, they're definitely in that realm, I would say. But I took my son to see them. I have a picture years ago and with the drummer.
Yeah.
My son was so little. I mean, he was like, I don't know, 7 or 8 years old. And the drummer literally just picked him up and held him like he was just holding him up high. It was pretty funny. Like he had him at our height, but. Yeah, I dug them. They're pretty. They got some heavy stuff, and let me see.
It sounds like early 2000s-y kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's they did. Let's see here. I'm trying to. I can't remember what some of these. Here, I'll play a song. I remember. Here's a song. They did a cover. They did a cover song. Check this out. This was off their third album called The Triptych, and I'll just play the song. You should recognize it pretty quickly. You know what that is? What song?
It sounds familiar. I'm trying to get into it.
This song's awesome. I figured you'd catch that quicker than that. Maybe you just don't know it.
Sounded machine heady.
Yeah. So it's not a machine head song. You'll know it when the chorus hits, I'm sure. This was really popular back in the day.
Wrong.
Yeah. I love that song. They, wait, here, let's see. One more other song that they did off that album. This is what I was going to play. I think it starts off pretty heavy. Let's see. This is called The Soldier Song. Just give an idea of what they sounded like. I haven't heard this in... I can't remember the last time I heard this. So yeah, that's I started listening to the first album and I'm like, yeah, let me download a few more of their albums and maybe I'll listen to them. So, but yeah, that was what I listened to, Blaze, Ace, and Demon Hunter.
It's pretty bad.
A wasp. Yeah, it is, isn't it? So, yeah. I wasn't really planning on listening. There was another band I was starting to play yesterday. And then I told you I listened to that old song. Who did I say it was by? The one that Peter Chris liked. What was it?
Buddy? Benny.
Benny Goodman. Yeah, yeah. Whoever that was. Yeah, that was cool. That was cool to hear that old song called Sing, Sing, Sing. Some old swing from the 30s or something. Mm-hmm. With some really cool drumming, and the horns all sounded good in it too, so. But yeah, that's all I listened to this week. I mean, I listened to a lot of Ace throughout the week, and then I listened to quite a few podcasts too. So let's find out what podcasts you listen to, because I listened to quite a few.
Well, I didn't listen to quite a few this week. I did go back and listen to the Metal Mayhem interview with Roy Z that Kirsty had talked about. Did you listen to that?
No, I have not.
It was pretty good. He seems like a real humble guy, Roy Z. So, you know, talking about, he couldn't say too much about what was going to happen on the tour. And I guess that this was before he
wasn't going to be on it.
Yeah. No, I didn't look at the date or anything like that, but now I'm thinking about it. Yeah. It must have been before whatever happened, mm-hmm. being that he's not going to be on the tour and all. And I had a bit of a scroll back just through to see what other episodes they had, and I saw one on Jim Florentine.
Oh, cool.
It was in there as well. I was like, oh, okay, I'm not going to go past the old Jim Bob. I have a bit of a listen to him. And he was talking about some stories from some of his previous DJing jobs and, you know, obviously about his stand-up and going out on tour. But one of the guys there was talking about some different bands, and Queensryche come up.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trying to, like, basically clickbait Jim Florentine into saying something bad about the current version of Queensryche. And, you know, what were they saying? Basically, it was like they're a parody of themselves. Now, mm-hmm. Todd Latore's in there in place of Jeff Tate. And he didn't really take the bait. He just said, look, I wasn't really a big Queensryche fan, and I was kind of listening more to their earlier stuff. So it didn't really play out the way this guy probably wanted it to, but it was still a good listen.
Let me say, on just since you mentioned it, that's a joke, because they are definitely not a parody of themselves. Jeff Tate's a parody of himself, maybe, but they've made like four albums with Todd Latore, and every one of them is damn good. Like, Todd is a kick-ass vocalist.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I saw him about a year or so ago. And they were great, still great live, whether it was the stuff that I knew that I was familiar with.
Who did you see them with?
Was it Riot? But I didn't get there in time to see them. I had some problems getting in. I was probably late and something else happened.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I saw them.
Oh, hang on. No, sorry. Yeah, right. No, that was the first band. I missed them. Marty Friedman. That's right. I forgot.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He was awesome. That night, I was curious, how's an instrumentalist set going to go? And it was, God, it was fantastic.
Well, yeah, I mean, I saw Queensryche open for Judas Priest, and I mean, obviously, Queensryche's a younger band, but I was just like, they blew Priest away. I mean, Judas Priest did a great job as well. You know, I mean, again, you're looking at guys that are in their 70s compared to guys that are, you know, probably 50,
yeah,
you know, 20 years different. So, but I mean, I thought Queensryche was amazing. I love Judas Priest that night too, so I'm not trying to slide on them. But Queensryche blew me away. I just wasn't expecting them to be so good, and I was just blown away. So I mean, anyone that says that crap for clickbait or whatever, man, that's an amazing version of the band. I mean, it's either that or nothing.
No, I mean, I've seen them three or four times now. I can't remember how many, but they've always been really, really good when I've seen them. And there was one tour that they did, they had Armored Saint in support. Mm-hmm. And I was really going there to see Armored Saint. And I was going to leave before Queensryche came on. And I was talking to someone there and telling them, he's like, no, you should stick around, they're still good. Mm-hmm. And I come away, I was like, oh, geez, they were really, really good. So it's kind of like why I'd gone back the next couple of times.
Yeah,
no,
absolutely.
They're still really good live.
Oh, yeah.
What else did I have? I had some music from a lifetime. some Soundgarden and the review for a soundtrack album, sorry, for a Soundgarden album, Super Unknown.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't really a Soundgarden fan by any stretch. I liked some songs and I had a Best Of CD that I used to listen to for a while back in the day. But I probably mostly listened to this because I wasn't sure. I'd seen Soundgarden as part of a festival, a Big Day Out festival,
mm-hmm.
traveling around back in the 90s. And I wondered if it was, if they were doing this album at the time, and I couldn't work out if it was or not. But I liked some of the tracks off there, and, you know, as usual,
yeah.
you get a pretty good, get some good history on what happened and all that sort of thing during the episode. It has some history and the strength, whether this was as good as some of the other stuff that come out and all, like likening to other albums. But that was another good listen.
Okay.
So in case I hadn't had enough of Bill, Uncle yeah. Steve's Stories. Well, there was a surprise.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as Metal Kevin.
Metal Kevin, of course.
Yeah, well, that was a bit of a surprise coming out because I had no idea. I'd seen the episode when it fell on Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
but I just didn't have time to listen to any anything long at that point. I was like, oh, I'll come back to that. And I'd been on Twitter, I think, mm-hmm. that night, and I saw, Kevin, Bill in his Iron Maiden shirt with all the little single covers and album covers on it. And I was like, oh, there's a shirt that should probably have a story to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just started reading the comments. I was like, oh, he's done his story. And so I had to wait till the next day to listen to it. But I was showing Doobie, I was like, come look at this. And I showed him the...
I've heard this.
Yeah, I showed him the shirt. And he's like, whoa, he's a bigger fan than you. I'm like, yeah. It's like, because he's got that shirt. So, yeah, Doobie was pretty impressed by the shirt. He's like, even you haven't got that. Yeah. But that was a good listen. It was interesting. So it sounds like he's a fan of Hooks in You.
No, we all have our downfalls.
Well, his downfall was to come, is what I had found out, though. So he wasn't a fan of Wildest Dreams. So for me, he's 2 for 2 so far. He likes the good things.
I'll give him 1 for 2 there.
But he missed an opportunity to catch Maiden at, you know, what may have been their peak in the US.
No. What, he didn't have a chance. It was his friend.
Oh, his friend. So he missed the opportunity to see them. They were 10 minutes from where he lived, though,
yeah.
he was saying. Like in 85, to see them play in a little place that would hold 1,000 people. You know, imagine what we talked about. Coming yeah. from arenas and, you know, playing Rock in Rio in Brazil to, you know, 200,000 or 300,000 people to playing at a 1,000 capacity yeah. venue, and you missed the chance. God, that, yeah, that would be haunting, to say the least. Yeah,
absolutely.
And then after that, all I did, I listened to the last.
I need to add something there.
Yeah.
I was pissed because I told Kirsty, I said, of every week, Matt just turns on the story and starts listening, and he never gets on Twitter during the week. And I said, and of all the days, he gets on Twitter and sees who the story is first. Yeah. I wanted to have you have that experience of turning it on because, look, I recorded this on February 2nd, and it came out last week. So I sat on that, you know, and
For weeks.
And, I mean, of Kirsty asking me, hey, has he sent his story in? I told Kirsty later, yeah, I found out he looked it up. He sent his story in November 27th. And, like, so she goes, I must have emailed him 10 times asking him to send his story in. You know, and he was on board. He was like, yeah, I'd like this to be a surprise too. So,
Well, it was because I read it for a start and I was like, this looks like he's done a story. And I had to read it twice to understand because this can't be right. Because you would have told me, you tell me, oh, I get a story from such and such. You'll tell me you've got a story. And I usually, you know, who it is initially means nothing to me.
Right.
Chances are.
Yeah.
Until I hear a story and then I can listen back. Oh, yeah, I've seen that person on Twitter. But, you know, that didn't happen here.
Mm-hmm.
There was no, hey, I've got a new story from such and such. Because I'll just usually say, oh, where are they from? Where's that story from? Because I want to hear it in the states or the countries.
Sure.
So, that was a bit of a surprise. It was a good one.
Good.
But, yeah, other than that, it was just the waffle. And I don't know, I think last week's waffle, yeah, I gave it a thumbs up.
That's what I heard.
I got a, and what So I fell apart last week over something. It was just stupid. Why I started laughing at all. Mm. But it was just one of those things, right place, right time. Maybe I was tired with the time change and all. And I just couldn't. I couldn't keep my professionalism about me.
I took a poll though, and you're not allowed to mute yourself when you're going ballistic laughing or anything.
Did you really do a poll?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. It was a poll of me and Kirsty, and we unanimously voted that you're not allowed to do that, because I was like, you are robbing the podcast of gold every time you mute yourself. Because if you're muting yourself, we know how hard you're going.
Oh, because I couldn't compose myself.
That's why I was like, leave it, because I would rather like stop down and just listen to you laugh. You know, it's like I told you, that's the way they do it on Pot of Thunder, you know, when they just go insanely and laugh so much. And I'm like, I love that. And then I was like, all of a sudden I'd look and it would screen would show that you were muted.
There was I kept thinking, this is so stupid. It's just so stupid.
It was. But there was one more. I said like a teacher. I go, Matt, unmute yourself right now.
That wasn't going to happen. I was like, I mean, no way, shape or form I'm going to be able to unmute myself from this.
Yeah.
Because I was looking at something on Twitter. You know, some people know, some people don't. And then I'd taken a screenshot. I took a photo of it and sent it to you. So I was like, I've got to shut Twitter down because I keep looking at this picture and laughing. Mm-hmm. So, of course, I do that. But then I just start looking at the picture on the phone. You know?
Well, and then I started adding into it.
You did.
Because it involved William Shatner. So then I would start saying William Shatner talking about captain's logs. And
yes. And you it know, was just... It was just stupid, but it made me laugh. It was one of those things, right place, right time.
I was laughing about it a bit, but I laughed, but I heard you, you know, if I hear you or Kirsty ever start laughing really hard, I'm going to stop down.
Oh, it was one of those things. Any other day I would have seen that, gone eh, and moved along. And then for some reason it just hit.
Yeah, I hear you.
But that was it. That was all my pods for the week.
That's good. I wanted to ask you though, would you feel like it's just funny? Do you feel like you were laughing as hard then as whenever I was talking to you the other day about cracking a fat?
That wasn't the other day. That was like an hour ago.
Oh, never mind. That's right. I was thinking about something else. Never mind. Sorry.
You're probably thinking about Nut Joker.
Yeah. So let's talk about podcast. I'll talk about podcasts I listen to now. So
underwear, that is.
Yeah, absolutely. Underwear. You're not talking about maybe like a.
Oh, very whimsical, this, isn't it?
Never mind. I'm not going to say that.
Ham fat. Sore ham fat.
Did you ever tell me you were a fan of the Milwaukee Brewers?
No, I never would have said that.
Oh, what about the cartoon Droopy?
Gosh, about choked on a bit of chocolate. I had that. Droopy, he was the little dog, wasn't he? He used to talk.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sometimes they said if he ever hanging out in Milwaukee, they would call him the Brewers Droop.
I was going to say, I'm picking up what you're putting down now.
So, okay.
I'm picking it up because it's not going to stand up for itself, is it?
I don't know. Outback could probably tell us more on that.
You should tell Outback to harden up.
Yeah. No, actually, he needs to soften up. Okay. So, anyway, I listened to your podcast you recommended to me. I told you the other day that I saved a few episodes, and I listened to a couple of episodes, and Naked City. Yes. So I listened to two episodes. One was called The Judge Who Committed Three Deadly Sins.
Hang on, how many episodes did you listen to?
Two.
Well, you'll be happy to know that there's probably still 9,999,998 to go.
Yeah, because there's 10 million stories in the Naked City.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that one, it was a judge who committed three deadly sins, and I'm trying to remember what his three deadly sins were. I think one, okay, he was gay, he was Jewish, and he was something else. He was a Supreme Court judge, and everybody else was like this really conservative, and it was like how they were kind of all angry at him and really against him. And it was interesting to hear, because the guy doing the podcast interviewed the judge about some different cases and things. It was interesting.
About breaking the law.
Yeah, yeah. And the second one was called The Double Murder-Suicide That Rocked a Small Town. And I don't know if I was reading something while I was listening to that, because I don't have a lot of recollection about that one. I also listened to Jim Florentine, his Patreon episode or something. I can't remember which one, but I always listen. I always usually get at least one Jim Florentine episode in. Then I listened to the Osbournes podcast. I listened to about, let's see here, three episodes by them.
Are they still running, or you listen to old episodes?
No, these are current. These are, okay. I'm a little behind on them, but one was called Biggest Controversies on the Internet. Arzy, Sharon, and Kelly Debate. Then there was a follow-up called The Drama Continues with the Internet's Big Debates. And there was a lot of interesting topics on there. Then the last one was called Who Stole Ozzy's Money? You know what? There's one on here that I could have swore I wrote it down that's not on here. Let me pull it up real quick here. It was called... let me go here to Recently Listened, and then I'll find it for you. The last one was called Bill Hader as Ozzy, Osbourne's Movie Update and Unforgettable Film Experiences. And they were just talking about different actors and movies they liked and movies that actors they had met. And they talked about a lot of different movies they were big fans of and things. So,
I thought I read something about, do they want to make a movie, a biopic for him?
They might be making a movie about him or Black Sabbath, or I'm not sure. Let's see here. I also listened to, I listened to a podcast, and it was something that just came up on, as like a recommended kind of thing. Like it said top shows from Apple Music. And I don't know, I've been to symphonies and I've been to, ballets and operas and things like that.
So what?
And
I just said, so what?
So, this podcast that I saw, it was called The Story of Classical, like classical music, I guess. And it said, it's your essential 9-part companion guide to classical music. In each of our commentaries, we unlock mystery, beauty, and musical from every musical period from the Middle Ages to present day. And I thought, I'll try to listen to one of those episodes, you know, because I've been to see all those different things and listen to them. And I kind of like listening to it.
Where have you been? Because I've been to Hastings and I've been to Brighton. I've been to Eastbourne too. So what?
The hell is that supposed to mean?
What does what mean?
You've been to Hastings and Brighton or whatever the hell you said. What's that? Is that a lyric?
I don't know. I've been here. I've been there. I've been everywhere. So what? So what? So what? So what, you boring little?
What is this? Is this a lyric?
As soon as you said that, it made me think about the lyrics to So What, Metallica cover.
Oh.
Have you never heard that song?
Probably heard it once and didn't want to hear it again, I guess.
Catchy little ditty.
I do remember now that they have a song called So What somewhere. Yeah. But yeah. What is it on, like Garage Days Revisited or something?
I don't remember.
Wait a minute. Is that the song that they open up that concert where they have the movie attached to it, like the concert movie where there's like a kid involved and he's trying to get it.
I know the movie you're talking about. I never saw it.
Into the Never or Through the Never, I think is what it was from there. Whatever. But yeah, so I listened to that, this podcast, and I listened to the following episodes. One was called The Prelude. One was called The Baroque Era. One was called The Classic Era. And one was called The Romantic Era. So I've listened to like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them. And it's interesting, you know, because they're talking about all these people you've heard of all over the years, Beethoven and Bach and Mozart and all these people and lots of people I haven't heard of. And it's a little interesting to kind of, you know, because we listen to music and we know about, you know, the relationships of people. Like there's one guy they're talking about. He was a famous composer or something and he was traveling, you know, and back then it wasn't like, you know, where they could get on a plane or whatever. It was just like they took however long to get somewhere. And then he goes and he stays with a family for a while and they're teaching him music extra because they're with this and that. And he ends up falling in love with the wife and the husband ends up dying or something. And, you know, and they talk about, you know how the same way that nowadays, like people would be interested in like, I don't know, the lead singer of Iron Maiden getting married or something like that, you know, and, but they talk about a lot of different things throughout and how the composers in their lives and the things that influenced them and made them who they are and all that kind of stuff. So it's kind of interesting. And then they'll play a bunch of things and they'll start describing, well, this is this, and this is what that means. And there's so much going on. I mean, I can't keep up with what they're, but I'm like, okay, maybe it's just giving me a little knowledge of, because I've enjoyed going to see a symphony, but I thought I'd like to figure out what kind I like. That way I don't waste my time going to another Handel's Messiah or, you know, an opera of any sort. Or a ballet of any sort, you know?
Yeah.
So, but it's been interesting. And it's some English sounding dude and it's very prim and proper. And the way he talks is just, it's like, I'm like, this is so, not up my freckle, you know? So, let's see the last podcast,
what is up your freckle?
Speaking of freckles is,
you don't want to tell us what gets up your freckle.
When I'm playing music for somebody,
that'll do it.
And then they keep telling me they can't hear the music all of a sudden. And I keep playing the music and I keep playing the music and I think something's wrong with my audio here. And I keep trying to figure it out for like 10 minutes. And then they finally just tell me they're listening to something else in their ears instead of.
They're probably tapping along to something.
Yeah. They're tapping along to something else. And literally I'm wasting 10 minutes trying to figure out what the hell's wrong with my Skype.
The person tapping probably wasn't wasting their time though.
Yeah, listening to Spinal Tap, yeah, I'd say that was probably a waste of time. So
they're probably rocking.
Yeah, tonight. I know. So I listened to your mate, Kevin, Metal Kevin. Music from a Lifetime podcast, other known as Bill. And every time I listen to his podcast, I always hear, you're listening to the Music from a Lifetime from the Metal, or from the, you're listening to Metal Kevin. Meta Kevin, and I always say Kevin. Metal Kevin podcast. I'm like, yeah,
I never hear that. I don't know what you're listening to.
Yeah, it's probably another podcast. But I listened to quite a few episodes. I think it was 14, to be exact.
Oh, okay.
And this is all in the span of just a couple hours, because my episodes are only like, you know, 12 to 15 minutes long each. So
he's probably looking at you like, they're rookie numbers if you've only listened to 14. He went and listened to Mandrake Project 45 times in the first week.
Good Lord. Yeah, that's a man with a lot of time on his hands, or a man who really knows how to use his time wisely, I guess. So
you got to get those numbers up, son.
So here, let me read the episodes I listened to, because there were some that I agreed with him a lot, and there were some that I completely disagreed with. There's a couple I completely disagreed with, and it's going to be hard to remember all of them. But so I listened to his episode on the Gene Simmons solo album from Kiss, 1978, the Peter Criss solo album, and the Ace Frehley. He kind of crapped all over the Peter Criss album, which, you know, I don't really disagree with too much. He gave Gene Simmons' album way too much credit, because I think Gene Simmons' album is mostly garbage. So he said a lot of nice about Ace's solo, which Ace is obviously is awesome. I listened to the Paul Stanley album a good while back, so I Long Cold Winter by Cinderella, listen to that episode. And the funny thing about that was, like, he started poo-pooing all over, like, their ballad, Don't Know What You Got Till It's Gone. And I'm like,
I can kind of see why you would, though.
No, I get it in a way, but I'm like, how 88, 35, 36 years removed from it. That is an amazingly great song. It is so good. I don't listen to that album that often, but when I play it now, I hear that song and I'm like, this song freaking is so good. It's so good.
That took a long time to grow on me, though.
I liked it back then. Of course, I saw that tour, and when they played that song, he came from the ceiling down on a piano, and it was like they had it like snowing on stage and stuff. Man, it was awesome. It was just a really great visual. And then he talked about the song Coming Home on that album, which I think is a freaking awesome song. And he was like, you know, then the album bogs back down with this one. I'm like, and then
he doesn't like ballads, though.
Then he talks about the song Gypsy Road and how great it is. I'm like, I don't even like Gypsy Road. All the songs he said he liked were the ones I don't like, and then the ones he said he didn't like were the ones I liked. I just thought it was like a complete 360, you know?
Really? You come back to the same spot you started.
Yeah. Another episode I listened to, and I'm not trying to go on talk about his episodes all that much, but you know, we love talking about music, so I love this. So then I listened to his episode on the album called Reload by Metallica. And I am 100% in disagreement with him on Reload. Reload is a really good album. Like, he just, I don't know, he wanted Master of Puppets again, or and Justice for All, or Ride the Lightning. And I get it, those are really different albums. But there's so many great riffs and so many great songs on those album, on that album in particular. Load's got a lot of good stuff too. And I was just like, he just kept going on and on. And I just thought, oh my God, it is really different. And I remember I didn't really care for what was the first single was it Until It Sleeps was the first single from Load when it first came out?
Yeah, I liked that. And what was the Marianne Faithfull?
Da 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 da. What was that? Memory Remains.
I thought it was good.
He said that one was okay, but like I remember hearing Until It Sleeps when Load came out, and I remember like they debuted it. I remember I was sitting by the radio to listen. I probably turned it off halfway because I was just like, oh man, it took a long time for me to really get those albums. But nowadays, if I was to play that, I would listen to most of those songs and say most of them are pretty good. I like them a lot. So I definitely disagreed with them there. Another album, I can't remember. Zipper Catches Skin by Alice Cooper. Yeah, Matt's favorite.
You don't want to crack a fat. Don't want to crack a fat doing
yes,
that.
Yes, yeah. Either way, or have a what do they call it? A brewer's whatever, a brewer's droop. So, but Zipper Catches Skin, I think that's a really good album. It's just weird and it's different. I think he was okay on that one. He didn't hate it, but I think he could have been a little better for it. Ozzy Osbourne's tribute album, the Randy Rhoads album, Ozzy Randy album. He was gloating on that one, and I completely agreed with him on that. Then he did an episode called Which Version? I guess he does these episodes where he'll talk about one song that's been covered by multiple people. And this one was I Don't Need No Doctor, which you would recognize from as being a Wasp original. But
well, I was trying to think, what's my favorite all-time cover? And the first thing that came to mind was Wasp. So, yeah.
Well, and one of the things that I thought was really cool is that about 35 years before Wasp made it, Ray Charles covered it from them, which was really cool. And then Humble Pie also covered it as well. I think it was written by someone named Ashford and Simpson. One of your favorites, and an album title that he liked to say, one of those album titles that Matt as a young boy liked to ask for in a record store. I'll use an acronym for it though. KFD.
I don't know if I liked asking for it. I remember asking for it. I remember the look on the girl's face till I asked where it from.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was an interesting one to listen to him talk about. Cause I find that those songs come alive on the, Live Assassins. Live Assassins. But it's okay. I mean, I like it. It's weird, but I get it. It's something different. Then speaking of Wasp, I listened to another one, Live in the Raw, which I thought was kind of interesting. Some of his comments on there, he talked about how Steve Riley had something to prove and that Blackie Lawless back then had made a comment saying that he really couldn't match up to the original drummer. And I was kind of like, live up to what the original drummer. I'm like, you listen to him play in Love Machine and all that. He plays everything just perfect. So I don't even know what the hell that was about. So of course, Blackie liked to talk. So let's see. I listened to an album, one of our favorites that he covered. Goes by the name of Three. You might recognize it by the other title, The Gods Kill.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, he talked well of that. It's a really good album. You know how good it is. So, Creatures of the Night by Kiss. He gave that one a pretty good review. Blow Up Your Video by AC/DC. He gave a so-so review, and it's a decent album. It's not the greatest, but it's pretty decent. But it was interesting to hear him talk about how just kind of AC/DC is just like it's the same old thing over and over in a way. A little different, a little bit the same, you know. So, but he did mention one song off of that album that I really do dig. The song Two's Up.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. That's a great track.
Yeah, Two's Up, and then I'm trying to think of it. Kiss and Dynamite, I think it's really cool.
I like that album for the most part.
Yeah, I think This Means War is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, my two favorite, I really like, you know, That's the Way I Want to Rock and Roll, I think is pretty good as far as the singles go. But Kiss and Dynamite and Two's Up are the two, like, tracks that most people wouldn't have heard of, you know, that are just really solid, different. And the last one that I listened to was Your Favorite Album by Megadeth.
Oh, I had mental blank there. Yeah, so far so good.
Yep, so far so good. So, and I'll say this. I know this is your favorite album, so I'm going to probably, you may not like what I'm about to say.
Oh, I understand. This is what I like. It doesn't necessarily mean it's someone's greatest work. I fully appreciate that.
But what he said about it, I don't know. I felt like he touted it up a little much. Like for me, I like Hook and Mouth. I like the song Liar. But I don't know. I mean, to me, Liar was never the greatest thing in the world, even though I could do that. Start Trouble, Spread Vein. Start Trouble. Wait, what's the next? Start Trouble, Spread Pain, Piss and Venom in your vein, sweat, nasty breathe, fire smell, rotten your lie, sweat, and that could breathe, not. Scumbag, filthy bastard, greasy face, tooth decay, hair, matted, drunk all day, abscess, scramble brain, rock gut, scramble brain, steal money, crash cars, rob jewelry, hot guitars, rotten hell is Tommy, no, for your master, off you go. That's pretty decent for not having heard it, right?
Yeah, you did better job than I would have. I need to hear it to go along with it.
But, you know, like, I think he didn't say a lot about Mary Jane. And I thought, God dang, I think Mary Jane's one of the best songs on the album. Mary Jane and, of course.
In their catalog.
Yeah. And of course, he mentioned, you know, he really touted up In My Darkest Hour. He saved that for the last, which obviously In My Darkest Hour is a masterpiece of a song. So.
No, oh, I really like the way that album starts. Angel Lungs of Hell.
Oh, yeah.
Heck of Fire. That's magic.
Yeah, he, the other night I was at work and I'd been listening to a bunch of stuff and I was listening to that classical podcast and I thought I need a little break. Cause it's way off for me to listen to that. It's kind of relaxing cause they're playing a lot of classical stuff, but I was like, you know, I haven't listened to any episodes, from Kevin this week. So, let me see what I got. And I just started going through the ones I had saved.
Well, hang on. So all those episodes you talked about, are they all the ones he put out last week?
Those are all the actually
so much content.
All of those came out last Tuesday. He puts out an episode an hour on a regular.
God, I've never seen a podcast with so much stuff coming out before. It's like another one.
I don't know how. I really, when I talked to him, I can't. I listened back to the pre-show chat that we did, and he'll hear this. So. I thought about sending it to Kevin, and letting him listen to it. Before we started talking and after, I thought that might be something he could actually put on his podcast. Like
you cost him 4 episodes. He could have had 4 episodes done the time you talked.
I know, but there would be a little piece I would have to edit out though, because I did talk smack about somebody, and it's one of those deals where I listened to the whole thing and I thought, oh, I could send this to Bill, and then I thought, ooh, I heard one little thing that I said, and I was like, yeah, I'd probably have to edit that little piece out. But other than that.
You should tell us now, so
I don't want to lose anybody. So
I've been losing you. Okay, anyway.
Yeah. So people leave my podcast and then they're just like, I ain't missing you at all. Some people could be like, some people are just like, here's a podcast I could skip.
Yeah.
And they don't mean one episode, they mean an entire podcast, the whole podcast. It's like every episode.
See you later.
But yeah, I listened to all that, and like I said, it was easy because I was sitting somewhere waiting, and I would just go bam, bam, bam. I just played them one after the other, like machine gun style. So, but that was all the podcast I listened to. It's quite a lot of podcasts. So, but yeah, I enjoy it. Sometimes though, when I was listening to him, like when he talked about Reload and Long Cold Winter, and I listened, I think those back to back, and I was like, I almost was tempted. I was like, I gotta turn this off. I can't listen to him anymore right now. You know, I love Long Cold Winter, and I think Reload's pretty awesome too. So, so to hear him kind of crap all over, I don't like listening to people just crap all over albums I like. Like, I get it if you don't like a song, but, you know, like us doing Dance to Death, and we crapped all over Wildest Dreams to a degree. And
maybe so.
I wouldn't, you know, we were, let's just say it this way. We were
honest. I told the truth.
Yeah, we were honest about it. We were both honest about it. Kirsty crapped on our opinions. That's maybe a better way to look at it. Oh. But you know, I mean, like, but he just went on and on about a couple, like, especially Reload. And I was just like, oh, I'm getting kind of tired of. And then I put something else on, and he, you know, went on and he talked a lot. I think the first one I played was Tribute. And then he just gloated on that. And I just, hearing just the little snippets of music, it reminded me of getting that album and sitting with my friend and listening to it back that.
Hang on, is that the name of a track, Tribute?
It's the name of the album. It was a tribute to Randy Rose. Because
I got you. I was thinking
he had passed away 5 years before.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I guess we should probably move on over to Twitter. See if we need to read out some tweet quotes and retweets and let's say thank you to everybody. I mean, first of all, before I even start, everyone that's name gets read once, twice, three or four times. Thank you. I do always appreciate it. So we had Metal Kevin's episode come out. Your Metal Bill.
Who? Otherwise known as
Metal William. I can't remember what he goes by anymore. Metal Kevin Podcasting on Twitter. And his name will be brought up here. So we got 11, or let's see here. We got the Scouse Chatbot 1.0, David Laird. I got to start reading, Matt, or else we'll just be here all night. Then I got the Encyclopedia of Iron Maiden in Spain, Luis Mariano. Haven't heard from him in a while, but I have heard from him recently now since I reached out to him, and we're planning a series of episodes. Should be good. I don't know when. We've only emailed twice, so that's where it's at. One of the two people that really, really influenced me to go to the Bruce Dickinson spoken word show, not the one I'm talking to on the phone, but the one who told me that he laughed so hard that his abs hurt. Justin Castaldo in Florida. The Great Cadaver. I don't know where he's at. Jesse in Illinois, the Riff Weiser, the happiest man in podcast land, Gen Mariutani in Chiba, Japan, Kirsty Prince in Perth, Australia. This dude that lives in a snowy place called Finland.
Your villa. Hey.
And then we have the Judas Priest cast in Walsall, home of Rob Halford. Then I have Rocka Rolla, the fourth Hell Rider, as well. And I think I've got a couple of these. This is like last week where I have more than one where I have to read. So, oh, wow. This one just, I haven't even retweeted this one. Let me hit retweet. Okay. This one just came in from the Honorable Counselor, Sir Richard Holmes of the Ulster Unionist Party. And he simply, I don't know if this is a racial slur or not, Matt, but.
I think you do.
You're pretty good about knowing when a racial slur gets said.
Well, I know enough to let you know you probably don't need to be saying what you're about to say.
I'm just going to go ahead and read it.
I know you are.
He said, "What a cracker." Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Oh, he's from Northern Ireland. Never mind. What he really meant was, "What a cracker."
So, well, what did you think? What were you trying to allude to?
Well, I had some soup today, and they brought me some crackers.
So you had with your chili.
Yeah. Speaking of Australia, yeah.
No, Villa Chile.
Yeah.
You know.
Next up, the official detention teacher, Gen Moyutani and Chiba, and he said, "Another great Iron Maiden story. It's full of interesting and fun stories. Loved everything except one moment." And then, oh, listen to this. To Metal Kevin, "I'm sending you to the principal's office." So, sounds like Bill is in detention.
Oh, that's rare. How many people get sent to detention?
So far, it's you and Bill, so.
It's quite the pair.
Yeah. Next up, the most English of English gentlemen, Sonia Whitnall's husband, and he said, "I love Hooks in You," and that's all in quotations, and he says, "What a sensible gentleman Bill from Metal Kevin Pod is."
Great. Oh, is it agree, say I?
Great listen. No.
I.
All those opposed?
Doesn't matter. The people have spoken. Go look at YouTube comments.
Here's one. A very special one that I'm sure Metal Kevin will want to let one of his friends hear. This one is from Uncle Steve's Iron Maiden Zone. And it involves a little Jim Florentine, Matthew. Mm-hmm. So I have to read it as such. #MattKieran # skips Iron Maiden shows on the Power Slave tour in a 1,000 seat venue when they happen. #How does one ever recover from that? #Wow. Just wow. Iron Maiden fan? ? The next one, I guess it was one that I wrote, and it says, "Listen to Iron Maiden Stories, Installment 60. This week we have the world famous Metal Kevin, aka Bill from @MetalCavernPod, aka the Music from a Lifetime podcast. Give him a listen here and there too. Note, he is on Spotify only. #IronMaiden. Now, this was also retweeted a few times, so let me make sure I don't miss anybody here. We got Johnny B. 1966 in St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada. Kirsty Prince, Great Cadaver, and Thane Woods. No longer Thane of the Woods, just Thane Woods. Mm. And we got one tweet quote of this, Matthew, from Metal Kevin himself at Metal Cavern Podcasting. And he said, "I was very kindly allowed to add my story to the other terrific Iron Maiden stories on this podcast. The support these guys offer my inobtrusive podcast," that's a big word, "is massive. I hope I have given their listeners a modicum of entertainment in return. Check them out. They are awesome." Matt, do you feel like he gave the listeners a modicum of entertainment?
I don't know. We'll have to look at what it means. You might have to go to your glossary of
Where's Kirsty? Where's Kirsty when we need her? We need Kirsty.
Didn't want to be here.
A small quantity of a particular thing. So a small quantity of entertainment. So I guess I would say he did that. Next up, we have Simeon in France, and he said, great Iron Maiden story. Really enjoyed the Book of Souls concert part. Cheers to Metal Cavern Pod and his awesome podcast. There you go. Let's see what else we got here. That's all the... Well, there might be another one. Hold on here. Let's see here. Maybe... Wait, that is... That's the... Let me scroll down here, Matthew. Okay, it looks like that's it. I think that's it.
Toshi Wright.
Now, the Waffle Zone, Matthew. So, let me read you the tweet that I put out for the Waffle Zone. Just to, that way we kind of know where we were at last week to make sure, you know. I wrote, this week on the Waffle Zone, one, a strange world indeed. Two, Captain Kirk. Three, lots of laughter. Four, much music talk. Five, an odd week for Kirsty. Six. Seven, ways to win. Eight, Bruce, Blaze, Ace, and more. Hashtag Captain's Log. Hashtag Thumbs Up. Hashtag Bruce. Hashtag Blaze. Hashtag Ace. And we have a few retweets here. We got the Scouse Chatbot 1.0, David Laird in Liverpool, England. Simeon in France. In Paris, Matt's man on the street. Jesse in Illinois, the Riff Wiser. The Dave Murray of Uncle Steve's Iron Maiden Zone. Gen Mariutani, Chiba. Kirsty Prince in Perth, Australia. Willy Wally Wurta in Finland.
Sounding like a really bad Italian. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Here we go, Willy Wally Wurta in Finland. He's part of the family, Matt. Should I read the rest of them in that voice? Or just
no, I don't think you should. You're probably on dangerous ground already.
How about? Next up, we got the Judas Priest cast in Warsaw. And then Rockarola. The Fourth Hell Rider in Idaho. Let's see. We got three... Queet Twotes, Matthew.
Yeah.
Let's see. Here we got. Oh, I'll leave that one for last. First off, we have, what's this guy's name? Dean Prehistoric and Proud Dinosaur King 2.
Is he the official dinosaur of the podcast?
The official / unofficial dinosaur of Uncle Steve's Iron Maiden Zone. Well, depending on how he responds this week, let's see what he says.
Still a bit of ambiguity there. Okay.
He says, I know I'm missing something about the Captain Kirk joke, but I damn sure know I want Matt to keep his thumbs to himself. Thank you.
No thumbs up.
Hashtag thumbs up. No thanks.
Okay.
How would you like to respond, Matthew? That was a direct challenge to you, it sounded like.
Oh, I'm going to put thumbs down then. Will you take one of those?
Thumbs down. Okay. Well, he'll let us know next week, maybe. Next up, we have the Metal Cavern, Metal Kevin, Metal Bill, Metal William podcast. And he said, okay, at first, I thought perhaps the Triumphant Trio's discussion of my little podcast had caused this episode to be lengthy. But was it really TJ Hooker / there's... something on the wing, beam me up, Scotty impressions that had Matt unable to continue?
There's curious. Something on the wing. That's a deep reference.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a Twilight Zone reference there. And then he said, curious.
Hashtag
Shatner.
Don't be curious.
A little hint here. I'll give you a little hint. I'll read this again, and I'll give a little hint in how I read it. Just a very small hint. You can go look up something pertaining to this word I'm going to read, but how I'm going to read it, and maybe that will help. Hashtag Shatner. Hey, I should add hashtag Captain's Log.
There's probably a plethora of things that people can find out there.
There you go. If they can't find it from that, Matthew, then they just don't deserve it.
You got to look for the truth.
Yeah. It's the deepest part of all of you.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Why not finish that way?
Last up, I was very pleased. This is about the best Rockarola tweet quote that I've ever gotten from him. And I don't know if he meant to do it on purpose or not, Matthew. I have to think he did this on purpose. A little cherry medicine syrup and a couple of waffles hits the spot. Well done, Rocca. You are our Queet Quote of the Week.
Good job, Bob.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Matthew, with that, we are done. So cheers, people. Hope we didn't bore you to tears. Cheers, not tears.
Bye.